You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. We're millions strong, with folks tuning in from over 200 countries. We are education. We are entertainment. We are the future of food. May is our membership drive. Become a member and support us while receiving e-newsletters, advanced invites, special discounts, and a membership card. We need your support. Visit our website and click the donate button to become a member today. Thank you for believing in us and enjoy the show. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on HeritageRadioNetwork.org live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We are on the line with Ben. Ben, what are we going to be going through today?
Hey, Aaron. This week we're going to talk about plant reproduction and how that sort of interacts with a farmer's life and with growing plants.
Nice.
Particularly going to seed. So one of the concepts that you can think about when you think about plants, and people don't always think of it this way, is what's the purpose of a plant? It is to reproduce, ultimately. And plants have all different ways and means and methods of reproducing. They can multiply at their roots. They send out little extensions of their roots, which then pop out of the ground, like mint or something like that. Then they also can produce fruits, like tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, which have seeds in them. And in those cases, what the farmer does is actually encourage those plants to fruit. And there's actually methods of putting stresses and strains on the plant to essentially, let's just use a tomato as an example, encourage the plant to get big and healthy and then stress it and actually try to create conditions that put stress and put a situation on the plant where its internal brain or clock or, you know, I guess it's really just Mother Nature acting at that point is saying, uh-oh, conditions are getting harsh, let's reproduce. So it actually, there's ways to actually trick the plant into producing extra seeds, extra fruits, in its effort to propagate and continue its existence, just like you know, like say people do. But what we're going to talk about today is more like leafy plants, because that's the season that we're at in terms of going to seed, and we call it bolting in the industry. And it's a terminology that we use very frequently, especially in this part of the season in spring, where we talk about, oh, this crop or that crop is bolting. And that means that it's sending up a stem and a shoot, and which will ultimately be a flower. And it's really important to think about, because bolting occurs very quickly and very aggressively, particularly with lettuce heads. You actually have a very quick little time frame or a window of harvest. If a head of lettuce is growing well, and you might have 100 or 200 or thousands of them in a row or a crop or something like that together. And it's amazing. All of a sudden, something in the air, something in the climate, it can be the temperature, the amount of precipitation, the duration of the sun. Sometimes you don't even really know what it is, but something triggers them, and they all start doing it at the same time. And that's your window of harvest, because within just a couple days, if a crop bolts, then you can lose the whole thing, and you have to get it out of the ground. And at that point, it actually has a longer shelf life in the fridge than it would if you just left it in the dirt and didn't harvest it.
So
we're experiencing a little of that. What's that?
Oh, I was just going to say, so I mean, as far as if I'm thinking about actually like eating something, can you give me an example of what happens when it bolts that would make it something I don't want to eat?
Sure. Lettuce would be a perfect example. The if you could picture a perfect head of lettuce, just picture a butterhead or romaine or some kind of head lettuce, that is not bolted. But within a day or two, if you can picture that, it all of a sudden starts getting much more vertical. It'll double or triple in height just within a day or two, and it'll shoot out a super fibrous stem, which will ultimately become a flower and drop out seeds. And the whole flavor of the lettuce changes. It'll become bitter. It loses its texture. It loses its quality. And it becomes virtually unsellable. Another example, which we've been working on right now, is radishes and turnips. We plant them, and then they're ready to harvest. But it's remarkably quickly. It almost takes just a couple hours. You look at it, and all of a sudden, the turnips have a little flower in the bottom of them. And at that point, it's still okay. The roots still will taste fine, but you need to pick it at that moment, because if you even let it go 24 or 48 hours, the stem will come up, and it'll be a turnip plant with a flower head on top of it. It almost looks like a little broccoli florette because it's in a family that looks similar to that. But the flavor of the root will change, and it'll change its shape a little bit too, and the quality's gone.
Got it. Cool. So, you know, it's essentially like when it's time to go, you just got to go no matter what else is happening on the farm.
You got to go quick. That's the truth. So, in springtime is often a time when the plants like to reproduce, and Mother Nature tells them to go to seed. Arugula also, that would be another example. The flavor changes immediately, and it becomes almost useless for harvest. So that's something that we are looking at right now and keeping an eye on, making sure that our crops aren't bolting too quickly.
So now I know, like, for example, with a crop like asparagus, like there's a point in the season where you let it go. I mean, it bolts, and that's like part of the regeneration from year to year. How do you know with a crop like that like, you know, day is done basically?
Right. Well, believe it or not, an asparagus stalk is the flower, and timing is super, super crucial with asparagus. That's a great example. The stem comes out in spring. It's a perennial, so the roots are alive through the winter, or dormant, and then it comes up, and you have that stem come up, and it has those tiny little florets on top. If you let that go an extra day or two past your prime time to harvest, they start spreading out. And they will eventually create seeds, and they dry up, and the whole stalk becomes super fibrous and tough, and you lose the whole product. The moment would be lost. So that's actually another example where we're actually eating the flower. Broccoli is a flower. Cauliflower is a flower. Those are actually sort of like the bolt of the plant, but you have to time it perfectly for the harvest.
Man, so many things to keep on top of at the farm, Ben. I don't know how you do it.
Never a dull moment.
That's for sure. Well, thank you so much for taking some time away to fill us in on bolting and what's happening over at the Grange. If folks want to find out more or look for opportunities to volunteer, visit the farm, sign up for your great CSA, they can find you at www.brooklyngrangefarm.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, and stay tuned. Up next, we've got the Farm Report.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.